As they explored the grounds outdoors, Amber saw, on three sides of the castle, velvet lawns and a lovely garden filled with flowers. On the fruit trees hung both golden and rosy apples, and birds seemed to sing in every bush. Only the fourth side of the castle was bare of any living thing, for there the mountain loomed, barring the way like some giant wall. And so the time passed, with sunny days and moonlit nights following one after another. There were pleasant walks and conversations with the prince. Delicious meals appeared as if by invisible hands. And to sweeten the pot, in every room there was beautiful music. It seemed to come from the very walls because there were no musicians to be seen. In her own rooms, Amber was well cared for by a number of helpful, though rather short, servant women. Yet there was little else that she could learn about any of them. While they took care of her every wish, they never spoke. And strangest of all, though the air was mild both indoors and out, they all hid their features in huge winding mufflers.